The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.
It's the fifth quarter thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses. They're made to outlast any other. The Cats in a thriller, 13-12-90. Hold off Adelaide, 13-7-85. The Cats trailed by 10 points during the final quarter for Harvey Norman Electrical. And it kicked three of the last four goals to sneak home and take a second spot on the ladder for the moment. But with Carlton in action, Fremantle also to play, and the Brisbane Lions, things can change very quickly. Port Adelaide as well. So just looking at the ladder right now, actually on the live ladder, the Cats have dropped to third with Carlton right now leading 5-1. It's like an early sort of FA Cup, you know, sort of Premier League giant against a team. As the goal's actually just been kicked by DeGoey, so they'll actually take the lead. The Pies, 1-1-7. Cats wouldn't be upset if Carlton were to get the 4 points, nor would they be upset if Sydney could get hold of Port Adelaide, although
it's not happening at the moment, Kingy. 26-0, Port Adelaide.
Yeah.
League.
Well, actually, if the Swans could actually only be a game clear with three rounds to play and actually at risk.
That's insane.
Yep.
When you consider where they were a month ago,
yep,
undefeated, weren't they?
They'd lost one.
Right, by a point or something.
Yep.
Wow.
So they have fallen in somewhat of a hole, dropping four of their last five. The Swans, and that only win in that last five rounds is against North Melbourne. Neildy, you've kept an eye on their head-to-head tonight. You had a couple. You asked for some leeway from the team at White Cross Healthcare, and they gave it to you. Scooters, walkers, but much more. Trusted advice, best solutions. Fine Street in South Geelong, plenty of parking. And you went, firstly, Riley Filthorpe versus a Geelong defender.
He had a few. He's going to be a really good player. We were just talking off air. Ben was letting us know. Tonight was his 50th game. He's missed a year after doing his knee. Spent a lot of time in the gym. Put on 15 to 18 kilos of muscle.
I forget the amount, but it was an enormous amount of weight in the time off.
Oh, King, he was one of their shining lights. Like, he nearly got him over the line. He just launches at the footy and goes through the contest. So, yeah, he won that Steamatic standout. Sorry, no, he didn't. What did he win? The head-to-head.
Head for White Cross Healthcare.
Sorry, we've got that many sponsors, King. I don't know what's going on. We are well supported here at K-Rock,
which
is wonderful. The other one I wanted to look at was how Tyson Stengel would respond, and it was just about the pressure that he would put on himself. I thought he worked really hard, and it just showed that, right, his head was in the game. He kicked one or two goals, but his work rate for his teammates, I thought, was outstanding.
Thank you for that, Neildy. White Cross Healthcare, scooters, walkers, but much more at White Cross Healthcare. Benny, just some key numbers, please, for Kerr's hire, if you don't mind.
Scott Penderby's nearly kicked a goal from the boundary of banana. He's hit the post. The crowd would have gone absolutely bananas had that gone through. Look, Kingy, the Cats ended up having 16 more inside 50s, 58 to 42. They had 20 more clearances. They ended up having 23 more contested possessions, yet they were only able to win by 5 points. So they won. If you said it's pre-game that Geelong would have 16 more inside 50s, there'd be 20 more clearances and have 23 more contested possessions, think they'd probably win.
Won by 70 points.
Yeah, quite comfortably. In the end, they've won by 5, 90 to 85. Individually, Tom Stewart, he was really good again. He had 28. We mentioned Tanner Bruin, really quiet first half, really good second half. He had 11 possessions in the third quarter alone, 23 for the game. Dangerfield, 21. He played much better than he has the last couple of weeks. Max Holmes with 20. Stengel with 20 and one goal. Atkins with 19 and 7 tackles. That was a team high. Ollie Dempsey had 18 touches, kicked two behinds. Blitzarf, 17, and the other one's there, Manor. I thought Manor was good. 17 touches, three tackles, kicked two goals. And Jeremy Cameron, the man we spoke to post-game, 17 possessions. He kicked six of Geelong's 13 goals. For the Crows, Laird always gets plenty of it, 29. Dawson's a very good player, 27. Crouch, 26. Scholes, a developing player for the Crows, 25. Saligo, the sedan, the family sedan, he kicked 21. Worrell, he had 21. Keys had 18 after a quiet first half. Just a couple of players who struggled a little bit for the Cats. Ollie Henry was relatively quiet, kicking one goal, five kicks. Brad Close worked pretty hard, but he only had the four effective disposals, didn't kick a goal. And obviously the other one there was Reece Stanley back in the side. He had 13 possessions. He was okay. He was serviceable. Riley O'Brien didn't dominate the game for the Crows. He had 15. And obviously the big one, Kingy, the big talking point, other than the fact that it was Jeremy Cameron's six goals and it was a close game, will be the knee injury to Sam De Koning. He came off late in the third quarter, didn't play in the final term, and he went down innocuously with no contact to another player and then came from the field. So he was out there post-game, but no doubt he'll be watching his space in terms of severity of his right knee injury.
For Thank you for betting, Kurzai. All those stats, 100% locally owned and operated in Geelong, North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove, your high, local hire company since 1982. Jason Doherty is back from the rooms. Yes. Do you have anything for us for St John of God?
He was walking around. His father looked very pensive, but I think he probably looks pensive all the time. But no, I don't know. It's obviously going to have to be assessed in the next couple of days. But I think he'd had some knee trouble with that right knee already before this season. So fingers crossed it might be okay, but who knows?
Thank you for that, Jason Doherty. Busy down in the rooms. How'd you go, Birchie? Did you have a lot of fun?
Oh, yeah.
Thumbs up from Birchie.
She got a photo with Jezza and everything. She loved really? It. Real fan stuff. It was great. It was great. It was good to see. Good to see.
Steamatic Standout Nealty, delivering solutions, saving properties and restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. David and Lisa Vivian and all the team at Steamatic. Whom is your Steamatic Standout?
Jeremy Cameron.
Yeah. A little bit of a lay down Mazzia, wasn't it?
Yeah, no need for a committee meeting there, I wouldn't have thought. Kingy, he was absolutely outstanding. Kicked six. Kicked 6-1. Should have got another one. Yep. And they win by 5 points. And your key four kick six. That'll do.
Thank you for that, Neil. Well played. Thanks to Steamatic, your disaster restoration experts.
Kingy, I don't know what's happened to the Swans.
Have they turned up in Adelaide?
It's 38-0. Port Adelaide lead. That is extraordinary.
Something legitimately. They what might?
What's going on?
They couldn't not make the top four, could they? Oh. They'll still make the finals, but Jesus,
they're having an absolute.
They're limping at the moment.
Limping. They're not even on. They're not even up on their feet.
What would you like to do, Benny? Would you like the Hamlin hanger or the goal of the day?
Whatever you like, Kingy.
Well, let's go with the Hamlin hanger.
I know what I want to do.
Hamlin Homes, new Bannockburn display home is now open.
What are we doing?
The Hamlin hanger.
Oh, the Hamlin hanger. Okay, Kingy. Well, this, the Hamlin hanger, it was late in the game, the game on the line, and the man we spoke to post-game, Jeremy Cameron, floated across the pack and took a wonderful chest mark in the absolute heat of battle.
Hamlin hanger.
He signals for players to get across. Crows are in number where he's going to kick this ball. The only man there is close. He needs Cameron to make ground. Cameron made that ground and took a Hamlin hanger. Had a run and jump at it. And nearly when the good players get a run and jump at it, they are very, very difficult to stop. And he went back and kicked the goal, Kingy, the match-winning goal, the sealing goal for the Pussycats.
Before we get to the Inspirations paint goal of the day, Herald Sun reporting that ex-bomber Jason Winderlich has suffered a suspected spinal injury after being injured in a local footy game today.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus.
Which is not good. So just being tweeted there by Paul Amy, who covers a lot of local footy for the Herald Sun Group, which is not ideal. Be able to find that story at heraldsun.com.au. Goal of the day for Inspirations paint. Benny, what's your next project? 138 Torquay Road, Grovedale.
Yeah, well, the 17-minute mark of the second quarter. Kingy, Sean Manor, who's come back into the side in recent weeks, produced the Inspiration Paint's goal of the night.
Goal of the day.
Handball to Dangerfield. Dangerfield steps through a tackle, hacks it forward, rolling ball. We're rolling to the path of Dempsey. Dempsey tight in the pocket. What tricks has he got? Slung in the tackle. Got a handball away. Manor. Manor! Kicks one of the goals of the year. Snap from tight in the pocket. Feigned to come back inboard with a handball. Got his opponent in the air and then snapped a wonderful Inspirations paint goal of the night contender. It was pretty good.
It's good.
It was good.
That's
good.
That's pretty, pretty good. Good.
The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.